Right, let's tackle this education story and welcome to 702 Drive, Basil Manuel, Executive Director of the Teachers Union, NAPTOSA. The numbers of vacancies in our education system are absolutely alarming. There are 31,000 and possibly more. That's according to the Education Minister, Angie Motshekga. So what's going on there? Let's find out and welcome Basil Manuel, Executive Director of NAPTOSA. Mr. Manuel, first of all, before we talk about the numbers, I want to get a sense of consequence, because that I think will put the numbers into perspective. What kind of pressure is this putting on teachers, whether they're your members or not?
John, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. There are two parts to this. Number one, whilst there may be a large number of vacancies, that does not translate into nobody in front of the class.
Yes.
Because a lot of these have temporary teachers in them. But of course, the consequence of many temporary teachers is instability. Instability in the sense that teachers are looking for permanent postings, and if they do get a permanent posting, sometimes out of the public system, they will leave. Or secondly, not all posts are necessarily filled with temporary teachers, and we've seen that particularly in KZN in the Eastern Cape and also in the Western Cape, and that creates another problem where principals and managers of schools have to make a plan, and the plan is always to try and have somebody in front of the class. More times than not, it is actually increasing the class size. So there are a lot of negative consequences, but not having permanent teachers creates instability.
Let's talk then a little bit about what 31,000, let's just round the number downwards, vacancies actually means. Is it that we don't have teachers to fill the posts, or is it that we don't have money to pay teachers to fill the posts?
John, I would like to believe it's part of that, and it's about money. We have the teachers, and certainly the teachers are in the posts, in the majority of them, but it is also about administrative inefficiencies. Because with your post-level one teachers, these are entry-level teachers. Schools that have had the teacher for a period of time, and the period of time is as little as 3 months, can make a recommendation for the appointment of those teachers permanently.
Right.
Because if there's been no issues with the teacher, they've delivered on the job, etc., you can make that. But then the holdup is within the district offices and other offices where these are not processed in time. This is what I call administrative inefficiency, but it is harming the system.
Let's spend a bit of time then, Mr. Manuel, talking about the consequences for teachers who are in full-time jobs but don't have a permanent cadre of colleagues around them. How does that affect not just the staff room? I'm not just talking camaraderie here, but around the kind of the long-term planning. You may be wanting to plan around a school play. You may be wanting to plan around raising sport or dealing with the school's weakness in maths and science. It must be enormously difficult if you're not 100% sure who's going to be around you and for how long.
John, that's exactly where the problem lies. First of all, let me just clarify that most of the teachers are then appointed for 3 months at a time, so a term at a time. And then there's a delay in reappointing. And that creates the break. So if you are planning something for the long term, like schools do, schools plan for the year. They don't plan for the term or the week. You then get into trouble. You're planning sport outings, and you know that you need these people to be present, etc. And suddenly they're not there. Not because they're not available, but because they haven't received a letter of appointment. So planning is enormously difficult, and it creates that instability within the school system in terms of long-term vision, long-term planning, as well as, of course, for the person themselves, because they too can't plan. They can't go out and buy a motor car, even though they need one.
Yes.
Because, will I have a job by next week or by next month? And that is the type of thing that we are trying to get rid of by pressurizing for the appointment of these people.
Just finally, if we can bring it back to the learners for a moment, Mr. Manuel. I mean, if I look back on my school days, which are distant but in some ways still quite vivid in my memory, a lot of what I learnt was kind of anchored in relationships with teachers, teachers that either I got to know and brought out the best in me, or teachers that, you know, I learned to take evasive action on and make sure I didn't get into trouble. That must be surely a factor, not just for individual learners, but for a whole class, if you don't know how long your geography teacher is going to be around.
John, add to that teachers that are teaching in these critical subjects, and add to that a rurality part. If you have a good teacher in a rural area, and that teacher is not going to hang around because they could be offered a permanent post elsewhere in a better location, that leaves that rural area very, very disadvantaged. And of course, children can't build those relationships that you mentioned, and that happens throughout. And of course, the poaching then between private and your public education then happens, because if people feel that they are an unstable employee, they will take a post in a private setting.
And just finally, I did say that was my last question, but just one more. Clearly it's a problem. Clearly it's a problem with different elements to it. What's your sense of the extent to which government has at least some kind of plan to address it? It may not be quick, it almost certainly won't be, but is there any sort of light shining in the distance that suggests we might mitigate this?
John, as a collective of teacher unions, we are now in the ELRC, the Education Labour Relations Council, where we are applying pressure, first of all, to the provinces, because this is a provincial issue. We are asking, what are the reasons for the non-appointment when there are people there that they and may who may qualify for permanent appointment? If there are any there, why are you not appointing them? Is it a district problem? Do you need assistance, etc.? So ours at first is to deal with the issues that are easily dealt with and get them out of the way. Then to deal with the problems that may exist thereafter. We're confident that the majority of these teachers can be appointed within the next 6 months if the administration just gets sorted out.
Thank you so much, Basil Manuel, joining us from the Teachers Union, NAPTOSA. So if you're a parent, if you're involved in a school, maybe on the school governing body, perhaps you're a teacher and you would like to share with us what it's like being on the front line of a classroom, of a school, and having to deal with this, first of all, shortage of teachers, but secondly, the insecurity of so many people working on a temporary basis. Share your thoughts, please. I'd like to get a kind of classroom eyes view. Mixed metaphor, forgive me, but I think you know what I mean. A blackboard view of what's actually happening. Give us a call on that on 011-883-0702 and 072-702-1702.